What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 32 of Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda. I'm just doing a quick intro to this podcast to let you know a little bit about what we talked in the first segment, which was a conversation between me and Javier talking about the impacts of the coronavirus so far in our daily lives, kind of, and also the impact that it had on RocketCon and other events. Hope you enjoy and see you in the middle of the podcast where I will explain what's going on in the second portion. Thank you, guys. What's up, everybody? How's it going?
How's it going, Beta family?
We're in our bunker, man.
Yeah, we're preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Man, it's just been some crazy shit
lately, man. Yeah. Last couple of days, like, you know, going over there to the stores and just for people regular shopping, you know, just to notice the empty shelves. And like today I went to a grocery outlet and just to see the shelves empty, it's just crazy. It seems like, you know, people are getting ready for the end of the world, you know.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I've been seeing it pretty much like maybe 2 weeks ago where was the first time when Costco started running out of water and toilet paper, you know, and it's just been crazy ever since. But, I mean, I guess it's all because of preventative measures, of course, you know. But
yeah, everybody,
it's a little bit exaggerated as well, because even, like, the fucking, the baby wipes and the diapers, everything is getting taken, like, people are buying it up, you know, in large bulk.
Yeah, I seen a couple of ladies talking today about, like, they had, one of the ladies had two kids, and, you know, they don't even have baby wipes for their babies, you know, and people snatching them up, you know, for their essentials.
And it's like, I guess you can't really blame the people, you know, because I guess people do get crazy. But I guess if you take preventative measures, like washing your hands and trying to stay safe and not going into the public, everybody should be fine. But yet again, everything can get worse at any second, you know. Nobody was expecting for something like this to happen. And, you know, the stores, they only get a certain amount of stuff that they order because they don't overstock, you know. They don't they need to stay in business. So What happens when there's a high demand? Well, there's gonna be a shortage, of course. Same thing in the drug industry, bro. A lot of people are suffering because there's a shortage for the medicines. Just I've heard experts say that that it's been, oh shit, here, that it's been the light one though. See, we're in our bunker.
We're in a bunker there.
They've been saying that as it is, it's already been a shortage. There was already a shortage prior to the coronavirus spreading of medicine.
Oh, yeah.
There's already been a shortage prior to that. So I imagine now that there's a higher demand, it's even worse. So it's just some time, like, it's crazy stuff. It's not normal.
What do you think about, you know, and I mean, I know that it's, you know, again, preventative, you know, so, but like all the shutting down of all these conventions and sports, you know.
I mean, as much as I like sporting events and stuff like that, you know, I think it's, I guess, for the better of, like, humanity, you know, for them to be able to take those measures, because you don't want it to be spreading. Although a lot of people are saying that the survival rate is pretty high, it is going to affect some people. And, you know, I guess if we can save as many people, that would be the best option, you know,
yeah,
in my opinion. But
like last night I was watching wrestling, and they did something for the first time. I guess they had that whole event, or the whole what was it, like an hour event that they had. They did it without fans.
So was that WrestleMania or what?
No, it was just a regular event. Yeah, I think it was SmackDown. Oh, damn. Yeah, they always have their... They have a, you know, Monday night, they have Raw.
Yeah.
And so last night was their Friday episode, and they did the whole segment. Just the wrestlers in there in the middle of the ring, and they showed around it, and, like, the chairs were empty.
Were you able to, like, hear their conversation?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to watch them wrestle.
Because usually when there's fans, they're talking to each other, sort of,
yeah,
right?
They can tell their little, like, all right, I'm going to knock
you. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
And so, yeah, it was, like, kind of weird to see and hear all the bumps and little, you know, things like that. But I don't know. I've heard that different events are going to try to do something like that. Baseball, they're talking about trying to do something like that. I heard soccer.
Yeah, soccer. Well, like, as far most of the soccer leagues are already canceled, not the Mexican one, but they're already taking, like, measures as far as no audience. But I don't know. It's just...
I think that's what the sport entertainment is all about, you know, to entertain the fans, to hear them, like, cheer for their favorite teams. And, you know, I would think for an entertainer, it would be weird for them to, you know, do whatever they need to do, but without a cheer.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's people who are both ways, you know. I feel like there's athletes who need the fans in order to perform, you know, and then there's some that they can do both, and there's some that probably, like, without fans, they suffer.
Yeah.
You know, because they lack, like, that...
That motivation.
Yeah, that motivation of being sort of under pressure, I guess.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, there's people that say, like, I don't care either or.
But then even, like, I guess they had to take care of them too, you know. That's why I think they also had to suspend them, like, because I don't know if you saw that one basketball player.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you see what he did?
Where he touched
He touched
the...
everything, and then he tested positive, like, right after, bro. So I think he got one of his teammates, I think one of the other guys from his team, from the Jazz.
Sick.
He got sick too, bro. He tested positive, so... But that's what I'm saying. It's just, you just never know who it's gonna attack, and I mean, it mostly, like they say, it's mostly for people who are 50 and higher, I think, right? Yeah. And who have, like, low defenses and stuff, immune system. But even the general person, if for some reason they're fatigued, or some they did exercise, or they were doing exercise, and or they had, I don't know, diarrhea or something, their immune system is not going to be 100%. So yeah, that could affect even people who are younger. That's why I think that's why they're also doing this, so that people can stay home and sort of be safe to some extent, you know?
Yeah. I mean, still though, like, you see a lot of people out and about. I don't know if it's hit them to that extent yet. You know, don't know. I think, I mean, right now, everybody's just, like, preventative.
Yeah.
And still, I mean, you still see an occasional person, like, coughing without covering their mouth and stuff. It's just like, so, what about you? Like, where are you at, like, either the fear level or the, I know we're supposed to be taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And, like, right now, I think I'm at around, like, a 5 or 6, you know, like, seeing stuff like that, and finding out too also that my kid, the school got canceled also.
My job, bro. I'm jobless. Well, not really jobless, but, like, I won't be able to go back to work till April 6th, possibly.
And
like,
that's if?
That's if it gets better, you know. Like, if it gets worse, I'm not 100% sure if they're going to open the schools again.
Yeah, because in my work too, they haven't said anything about, you know, us not going to work. But I did hear that, you know, that they want us to be quarantined, like they want us, everybody, to stay indoors.
As far as that, bro, I've been pretty good. Like, I feel like I haven't really gone out unless I need to. That might change tomorrow. I have a soccer game apparently at 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of skeptical of going, to be honest. But I really want to play, just because I don't know when is the next time I'm going to be able to play, dude. And but soccer is something that I'm really passionate about.
But you're not afraid of, like...
I'm hella afraid, bro. Like
somebody else
I'm hella afraid of that.
Nobody's going to say anything.
Well, I'm super afraid because sometimes it takes up to 4 days for people to show symptoms. You know? And I don't know where these guys have been, like, especially from the other teams.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like... So I am to a certain extent, but... I don't know, bro. I really want to play a soccer game, to be honest. Like, it's just crazy, but I don't know if I'm not 100% sure if I'm going yet, but I have been taking preventative measures, and I think not only that, the way I have my stuff scheduled, especially like even when I do exercise, I try to do it in isolated areas, and this has been since prior to the coronavirus. So I've never really liked to be in crowds as it is because you lose a lot of time, like with traffic and all that shit. And I'm like, I don't want to be wasting my time in traffic, you know, or like being stuck in stores, having to pay in line. That's why I try to do all my errands like when it's lonely.
Oh yeah, when there's hardly anybody.
Yeah, when there's hardly ever people around. Not only that, you decreases your chances of like getting into accidents and stuff like that. So I guess I've been sort of preventative as much as I can, but not because of the coronavirus, just because of the way I structured my life, I guess, to a certain extent. But, yeah, the whole situation with the schools and
stuff is like, just crazy. For me, I like to go out. I don't like to get stuck inside. I don't know. I just start... Like
you get jittery and stuff. Yeah, I'm the same way, bro.
I have to go out. I mean, I don't really care about crowds. Some lately, yeah. Like the other day, I was at a 99 cent store. And I had to walk out because, for some reason, I don't know if it's because like I was just thinking about that coronavirus stuff, and it was just getting to me because there was so many people in the 99 cent store, and I had to walk out. And I was starting to breathe regular, but that has never happened to me. Like all my life, like I go to malls, I go to different events, like it doesn't bother me. Yeah. But yesterday, or day before yesterday, it happened like that. But I need to be going out. I need to, just be walking around somewhere.
Yeah,
And
I'm like that too, bro. And I think for me, it's because when I was little, like I would. Most of the time, I'll just go out the whole day, like especially on summer breaks and stuff. You know, I would be in the street the whole day from like 8-9 in the morning all the way to like 6-8 p.m. Like, I would eat in the recreation centers wherever I could find food, but I just wanted to be out all the time. So I'm kind of already used to it.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm home, and I can't like go out or do certain stuff, I start getting frustrated, and that's when I usually try to go and do exercise and stuff. But that's going to be tough because I, like I said, I'm going to have to go to isolated areas, and I just don't know. Maybe people think the same thing. I don't know, because people are, I don't know, I don't even know if it's really airborne.
They haven't said anything about it being airborne. I mean, it'd be crazy if they finally say that it is like airborne. Then probably, I think people would take this more seriously and just stay home. I don't think anybody would be, leaving.
But it's already a serious situation because there has already been a confirmed case of the person here that got it without leaving San Diego, like without having traveled, which means it's already...
Like going from person to person?
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, one person is... That guy is definitely going to probably... infect another 2-3 people, and then those 2-3 people another 2-3, which is 9, and then so forth. You can get the idea of how it can multiply easily. I think you just said that there was a new confirmed case, and
I heard that on the naval base,
like
a sailor came back and he was diagnosed with the coronavirus.
My friend, he goes to SDSU, and he sent me a text message telling me that they got an email saying that a student who had been studying abroad in Italy had gotten it. Now, I don't know if he tested positive over here or if he tested positive over there, like if he's over there, you know. Yeah. Like I'm not 100% sure, I would have to ask him, but I think he's over here. I'm not 100% sure. I'll probably have to update you guys on that, or maybe you guys will hear it on the news.
And I remember when they talked about the lady in the Chula Vista mall that had gotten the coronavirus. So she worked at the AT&T, and then right there where my kids used to go to school, the Feaster, like we had heard that the student had gotten it there too.
Oh, really?
So like it kind of scared me because we always thought that it was like just up there in San Diego, like, and then to hear that it was already surrounding us.
Yeah,
it was pretty scary.
Yeah, it's some real stuff, you know. You can't play around with it, definitely. But it's just halting a lot of stuff, you know. And I understand the chaos, you know. I know where people are coming from.
Except for the toilet paper situation. I still, right now, I'm still, like, wondering what the hell is going on with the toilet paper.
I don't know. But, I mean, like I said, I don't blame them because they're buying it all. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm... But it's just...
I know
it's crazy how we're not prepared, you know? Like,
right. I don't know if this thing gives you diarrhea or what.
I don't think so.
You know, but...
I don't think so, but...
Or slaying they might toilet just... paper on the side of the corner and
oh really? No. Is that true?
They're like, hey, you need some toilet paper.
I know. Paper. Next time you're gonna see people trying to freaking trade. They're gonna put it on OfferUp or on the groups or something. Toilet paper for some figures and shit. Right. It's gonna be crazy. Or hand sanitizer.
Or, another convention. So just gonna be nothing but toilet paper.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Like I don't get the whole... I mean, I get the chaos. I get the chaos because it is scary. But at the same time, there's not 100%, like... There's nothing that guarantees you that you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm trying to stay as calm as possible and just go with the flow. Let the things do its course. But
for us, you know, having a podcast and stuff like that, in which we try to get, you know, connect to all our fans and to the people who do listen to us and stuff like that, you know, you guys too, just be preventative, you know, wash your hands, do whatever they're telling you to do in the news, you know, wash your hands, like, cover your mouth, be respectful to other people. You know, you can help your neighbor out too, man. Help your neighbor out. Don't be that person that's greedy and, you know, hoarding all that toilet paper and your neighbor doesn't have nothing. You know, I would say, you know, be that kind of neighbor of helping out.
Yeah.
You know, to change the subject to, you know, get off the sad part of all this stuff, but wanted to talk about RocketCon.
Well, that's kind of sad too, in a certain extent.
In a certain extent, you know, and we already understand that
we're all,
know,
bummed about it. You know that it got, you know, postponed.
Yeah, but do you have, what was some of the stuff that you were gonna take to RocketCon?
Well, I have some stuff right here on the side. You guys won't be able to see it, but
is any of this stuff? Some of the stuff you were going to take?
Yeah, I was going to take some.
I mean,
of
if you want to show some of the stuff, I'm going to show some of the stuff that I was going
to
take.
I'm not going to show too much because most of it is, to be honest, is stored away. And some of the stuff is over here in the shelf. But, like, we got NECA stuff. We got, to be honest, Benjamin and I, we have a little bit of everything
you were gonna
at this point.
Got some Transformers.
We just have a little bit of everything and... We're not 100% sure. To be honest, I had been saving some stuff since last year for this event, you know? So I know it's really impacted, and I know that's why a lot of people are bummed, because it really has impacted a lot of the people who were planning to sell, or not only sell, but also trying to attend to get autographs and stuff. And then that might change because some of the people that came that were gonna come might not be able to make it during that time,
if
they have scheduled during that time, which I'm not 100% sure what's going on in August, but it's just changed everything.
Some of my shoes that I hydro dip, and and I was going to show up for the event. So these are some Cortezes that I had done.
So what's going to happen, like, is hydro dipping, is it getting bigger and bigger? Is there more people doing it now than before or no?
I believe so. Like I said, when we talked locally, I haven't seen really a lot of people that have been doing it. I had a guy just recently tagged me on Instagram that he's starting to do the same technique on Hot Wheels whenever I was doing it on Hot Wheels. He tagged me basically saying that he's going to be doing it now. And it's like, that's fine. I mean, everybody can do their different thing, you know, do your thing.
Because I know you told me before when you started doing some stuff, and I don't remember if it was hydro dips or not, but there was a guy, I remember you showing me a message one time that he talked crap to you because he thought you were stealing like his design or like his.
Oh yeah, I was trying to do different stuff, and I seen this guy that was doing like a melting technique. He had gotten a spray can, and he did it to where like it looked like the spray can in the middle was melting, and he had like a little action figure coming out of it, and you know that thing looked like it was melting. So I tried to do that technique. I tried to figure out how he probably did it a different way, but I kind of, you know, was able to do the technique. And so I showed it to him. I was like, hey, you know what? I didn't want to be disrespectful and like, you know, have that certain, like, just basically saying, give him that respect.
It was a respect. You showed me the messages, I remember. So you were trying to be, like, showing him, like, hey, I'm doing this because you kind of inspired me to be make my own creation, like, sort of like yours. I'm, like, basically, you were not trying to say, like, oh, I'm stealing or trying to profit off your thing.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out how to do it and, you know, see about, because the way I was going to do it was with my Hot Wheels. Like, I was going to make look like the Hot Wheels was melting and it was coming through the can the same. And, you know, I really wasn't expecting his response. You know, he at first he had said, oh, yeah, you know what, send me the pictures of, you know, he's saying, like, I'm all for it. And then all of a sudden, whenever he saw the pictures, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he felt like I stepped on his toes or whatever, but he's like, he just sent me all these, like, bad messages back, like, you know, no, you're trying to rip me off, you're imitating me and blah blah blah. And I'm like, bro, no, like. And I told him, I said, I really didn't have to tell you anything, you know. I really didn't have to give you that respect, you know, off the bat. And then you want to come back with me all like pissed off, and I said, you're sounding like an asshole, you know. I said, you know what, screw you. And I was even giving him props, like, on the picture. I was like telling everybody to follow this guy, and I was like, you know what, screw this guy. And I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if anybody out there wants to do anything new or whatever, you know, I'm not gonna take it personal. I'm not gonna say, oh, you know, this guy's already doing you know, hydro dipping shoes.
And yeah,
it's like, nah, it's not even like that, you know.
Well, it shouldn't be like that also, because there is, especially right now, because it's brand new, like, not a lot of people are doing it. Like, there's still a market for it.
You know?
The market's going to grow and people are going to always come in. But if you're a good, like, artist or whatever, because I know you add detail to some of them, you know.
Some of the times I want to put my own flair on this stuff, because I know that the sheet itself is a mass-produced sheet, you know, so, like, you know, Spider-Man, whatever, like, it's out there. But whenever I do my hydro-dipping, I try to at least do some kind of hand-drawn thing on it.
Yeah.
So it can have my own, you know, flair.
But that's what it'll make it distinct, you know, and that's why people will get it, if that's what they want, you know.
Yeah.
The market decides pretty much what they want.
Exactly.
So if you can give them something that they want, then why not? You know, like, there's always enough money to be made as long as you're doing something, like, that somebody wants, pretty much.
So this is a pair of Adidas that I had done, too, for the...
Let me show those.
It was like a lowrider. Yeah, I was gonna take all these to RocketCon. If anybody's interested in any of these shoes, you know, hit me up. You know, I don't have a lot of sizes available, but it took me a while to learn this technique, and so if somebody wants to try it, you know, and I've had people, you know, even message me and say, hey, you mind if I start doing this and this? I tell them, hey, go for it, bro. You know, it'd be better for them to learn how to do it, you know, and I'm not going to really tell all my secrets.
Simon, but you can definitely give some tips and stuff.
Yeah, and I can give tips on this.
Damn, that's, yeah, like I said, I know it impacted a lot of us as far as the RocketCon, but I just hope everything goes back to normal as soon as possible, you know, like, I hope that there isn't that many casualties, or although I know that in order for it to, like, be over, it's gonna have to happen, unfortunately, but I hope that you guys all stay safe, man, and, just try to be as safe as possible.
Yeah, take all the precautions that, you know, are necessary.
And I don't know what's going to happen again, because I'm not 100% sure if that event is actually going to happen on the 21st. I hope it does. If we can't do that, maybe after all this is over, maybe we can set up something.
Like a get-together.
Yeah, like a get-together for the community and stuff. And also, we might be doing some live sales or stuff like that soon. I'm not 100% sure. I would have to get with Benjamin and see if he would be able to, just to see if any of you guys are interested in the stuff that we have, or... especially if the event doesn't happen. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No. What about San Diego Comic-Con?
Well, I don't even know what's going to happen with that. It's too far away to say. You know, and there's not enough.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled. Hopefully by that time.
Or postponed.
That everything, you know,
settles down,
you know. But again, you know, San Diego Comic-Con is like one of those things where, like, you get people from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
It looks like it might, if the situation doesn't get better anytime soon, I don't think, for sure, it might get postponed.
Yeah.
If not canceled. It's just too many people, you know, like, it's too many people that it might get canceled.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but we're just going to have to wait and see what happens, man. To be honest, we just try to, I'm trying to stay as patient as possible, you know, and trying to stay in safe areas like the storage.
So yeah, I mean, just we'll keep you guys updated anyway on the pages. You know, we're always putting information, yeah, anything that we hear. I'm pretty sure you'll hear it multiple times.
If you guys are not doing anything and you guys would like to do a podcast in this meantime, I'm going to have kind of free time, I guess. I am going to try to look for another job in the meantime, if it's possible. But yet again, I don't even know if that's going to be possible, because people might not either be hiring or they might be closed.
Right.
So I'll just have to play it by ear and see what happens again. Just some crazy situations that we got to deal with.
Just say stay safe, people. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Stay safe, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Peace.
Peace.
Hope you guys enjoyed that segment of the podcast. On the second segment, it was a conversation between Javier, Benjamin, and myself. We did a conference call, so the audio might be a little bit weird. I would recommend wearing headphones for this segment. So without further ado, enjoy.
Is there anything that has caught you guys' eyes, like, recently, like
as far as like pop culture or like movie or anything?
Comic, you know, books? What, bro? Honestly, yeah, man. Or, I've been diving into
or the action figures, también, like new action figures.
Nah, I'm kind of disappointed with figures right now. There's too much stuff out there. I'm tired right now, honestly. But no, I'm talking about I've been diving into a lot of Stephen King with my daughter Olivia, and man, they got some good stuff.
But like books, like reading the books, or like.
I don't have the books. I'm watching Stranger Things. I know I'm jumping on it really super late.
Oh yeah, so you finally started watching it?
I'm barely watching it, dude.
But it's good, huh? It's good, huh?
I like, yeah, bro. I like the references and like the show. There's references to everything in every movie, dude. I'm like, wow. I was watching. I don't know if you guys heard this movie. It came out like in 2004. It's called The Mist with Thomas Jane. Pretty much it's about a mist that comes through their town. And it, if you go into the mist, you know, things fucking grab you, bro. And it's one of these movies that, you know, all, you know, say, you know, it's about a man and his kid. So, oh, they're going to make it. They're going to make it. And I'm not trying to give away the ending. The ending's kind of really messed up. It's not for kids either. But,
you let Olivia watch it, though?
Yeah, Olivia watched it because she read the book.
Oh, okay.
No, the book's way different. And she's the one that told me. I was like, Dad, so can you guys, like, I'd never watched it, bro.
Simone.
You know, I would have bought it. And, I was like, wow. And then I watched another movie, Dr. Sleep. It's kind of like a sequel to The Shining with, what's his name? Jack Nicholson.
Simone.
And have you ever watched that, a lot of The Shining?
No, I have not, bro. I know what you're talking about, though.
It's a must, brother. It's a must. You gotta. It's a good movie. You probably look at it now, you're like, you know, but.
I'm probably going to have to wait until my daughter gets older, bro.
What happened?
Lo voy a ver cuando mi niña esté más grande.
Oh, I know, dude.
That was like the older Stephen King stuff, too, like Christine and Cujo.
Oh, I know, man. So, me and Olivia made a little thing. We're like, we're going to start collecting the movies and the books. So, that's what I'm going to be looking for at the swap. Yeah, I have a few. Like, I didn't even know that. Have you guys ever seen Shawshank Redemption? There's even references of that movie in like current movies, and that movie's hella old, dude.
Damn.
It's not even a scary movie, but there's tons of references to other movies, like, oh shit, and you start to put things together.
Did you ever see any of those older movies, like the Cujo and Christine?
Hell yeah.
La verdad, no, bro, not really, because, like, you gotta think about the area that I was born in, and then the people around me, like, no one really...
Nobody in the hood, watches that shit.
Yeah, like, pretty much, bro.
Yeah, we don't watch that shit.
You know?
Yeah, you should watch it. Those two movies are, like, crazy, like... Especially the Christine one.
Are they horror movies?
What's that?
I like Christine and Cujo. Cujo's also fucking sick.
Are they horror movies?
Yeah. They're suspenseful movies.
Yeah.
It's probably horror.
I don't fuck with those movies, bro.
Cujo's about one of those,
experiments.
Like a Saint Bernard, or what kind of dog?
It's a Saint Bernard, and what they did was they made, like, some special... They used the Saint Bernard already, as big as it was. I don't know if you guys know the history of the Saint Bernard, but Saint Bernard's a mixture of pit bull and Doberman. It was made by the Germans during World War II. They made them to be attack dogs, pretty much. And I guess they went off that base of a body or of a specimen, and they created like a super dog, a little.
Like a human? And like it walked in its two legs and shit?
No, kind of more like a guardian. Like if he sees something that you're not supposed to be doing, like for example, there's a scene where the you show any kind of threat, you're done.
Or like if you're stealing or some shit.
Yeah, or if you're fucking running from it. If you just run.
Damn.
In general.
And those were owned by the government.
It's owned by like some one of those like they're not government, but they're like contractors. And they're experimenting, and Cujo happens to escape in the movie.
Oh, I see.
And some little, I think, is it a little girl, carnal, or is it a little boy that brings him into his family?
I think it's a little boy, a little kid.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking dope, actually.
Yeah, and pero no, they don't, it doesn't allow the family, like, to escape, right? Or something like that.
Oh, so it's like dark at the end and shit?
Yeah, it's a crazy, yeah, like, crazy movie.
You know what?
I think they were able to like escape to the car, and they stayed in the car because the dog was like so freaking crazy and like. Pero que I don't know. He was. I think the dog does die, but the breeder.
That's crazy.
But the Christine también, it's about like this guy who wanted to, he was like one of those nerdy kids. They always get bullied and he ended up picking up
a car. Typical 80s nerd, dude.
Yeah, 80s. Almost like in Transformers, like the Bumblebee, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, you know, he finds a car and old man doesn't want to sell it to him, but he ended up selling to him, but the car ended up being like possessed and, you know, did whatever he wanted. And like every time they tried to do something to the car, like either it crashed or it would burn, like it would just, the following day it would just be there brand new. It's like a brand new, what was it, like a 57 Chevy or what kind of car was it? It was like one of those old kind of cars, and yeah.
That must have been a lot of for fucking production or something, bro.
It was, dude. Like I said, you gotta see it because I mean.
How many cars did they fuck up?
They probably did a couple on that one.
God damn. Yeah.
Because I think also like they crushed it. I think they like crushed it into like a little square or something like that, and still it came back.
Se pasaron de vergas.
Yeah, Christine was a.
That's a good plot though.
Yeah.
That's fucking interesting.
It was a 1958 Plymouth Fury, dude.
Oh, nice.
But it's a really good movie, honestly. I mean, you watch it and, like, you know, for the time being, you know, I think the graphics were pretty cool because there's scenes on the carro lo madrean, Eduardo. They beat it up with bats. And after it kills all the guys that did that to the car, el carro se empieza, it starts unwarping
from the hit.
So it kind of like it rebuilt itself back together, dude.
what about you, Javier? Have you been doing anything or like apart from the bats and all that stuff? Like, have you been doing some new stuff or watching anything or like buying any new stuff?
Man, there's a crazy movie it's not crazy. It's just like it doesn't have nothing to do with it. But how do I explain it? It's a Netflix show right now about some little kid. I don't know, like they killed
the parents.
You know what? I watched it. Maybe like.
No puedes, bro.
I watched a piece of it, bro. It's fucked up.
I refuse to watch it, bro, for the same reason.
Knowing that, like, I really felt medio coraje, bro. When I was at work, I didn't want to have a messed up day. I started to listen, dude, and I was empezando enojar, but like I was fucking mad, bro.
I think it's called like the trial of Gabriel
Yeah, bro, it's an issue, man. I'm not gonna watch it, bro, because
I know, I only caught it.
You know what, bro? It's kind of draining. If you don't want to stay on a good ride, don't watch it.
No, it's not because of that. It's not because of that, carnal. It's just like I'm like fuck. Like it fucking it sucks that he had to go through that situation, you know, and it's crazy. Because, dude, like, I'm telling you, because right here by my house, la situación no está, it's not really that pretty, you know, like, the other day, I work like 5 minutes away from my house, dude, so in between from my house and my job, there's a park, and in that park, there was a little kid during when I was at my job in the morning, like around maybe 9 a.m. last week. I think on Wednesday or Thursday. I think it was Wednesday. And it was a 10-year-old kid, dude, with a shotgun and a knife. And he shot at the fucking police officers, dude.
I heard about that. Yeah. Like, he was shooting at the police.
Yeah, bro.
So, well, they said that he was trying to get away from family violence or something, right?
I haven't followed up the story, bro, but he must have been going through some crazy shit. Those situations, the way that I analyze them is like, I know they exist and I acknowledge them, but I'm fucking so fucking grateful that I don't have to be going through that right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, bro, I can tell you this. And it's fucked up, you know, to say it, but sometimes those are the cards you're given, bro.
I know, bro, but it sucks. It sucks that little kids have to deal with that shit, though.
I know, bro.
The good of the bad of all this is that we can learn off this stuff, bro. Like we can learn, like how bad the system was, so that we don't have to. You know, be the subject of their mess.
It's just the casualties of the situation, bro.
Well, yeah.
You know, niños son inocentes. They don't know nothing. You know, I mean, they don't ask to come to this world. You know,
they don't. Yeah.
You know, we're just born. You know, we're born, and you know. It really, honestly, that show really fucked me up when I was listening. I wasn't watching it. I'm pretty sure I would have got even more mad because I just listen to stuff at work. And the stuff they were saying, bro, was fucking pissing me off, man. And I actually had to get up from my cubicle and I was like, you know what, I'll be back. And I went on my break and I went for a walk because it was starting to piss me off. I was starting to get emotional, bro, and I don't like feeling emotional at work.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when I started watching it with my wife said, "No, you missed. I mean, you didn't see the worst. The worst part of the whole show was already over. Like I was able to just catch the trial. Like when they were there in jail already, and
like, they had already explained the details of like what happened, what they actually did.
They show the little kid's body. They show it, bro. And for all the listeners that don't know what we're talking about, it's about child abuse. How some parents were abusing their child and, you know, what's it called? Child Protective Services was not doing nothing about it. And even took the trial. They took the trial of the people that were in charge of his case and people that were involved. That knew about it and did nothing about it. Just to give you guys an update on what we're talking about.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, though.
The good thing was that they pressed charges on the social workers and that, you know, social workers.
But I think that happens, like, more frequently than you guys think.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, it happens. Dude, it happens here in my fucking apartments, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I seen that, you know, fuck, man. You know, I seen, I was coming out, coming back from work. Some kid, little kid, walking around in No calzones, nothing. Just why it was raining, bro. Wandering around, dude. We didn't know where his family was. We wrapped them in a sweater, and we took them in the office. And they contacted the parents. The parent was in the shower, dude. I was like, "Fuck, man, really?" And they got all. I got on, dude.
Yeah. But on a brighter note, fuck, dude, that shit is just, it's crazy. Like I said, I'm just grateful that we're not really in those situations. But sports cards, dude.
Yeah, what have you found?
They're just, it's popping, bro. It's hella popping.
What's that?
Just like the pins, they're fucking popping, bro.
They're coming back.
Hella. I could tell you, I showed Benjamin yesterday. I think I sent him a couple messages.
Yeah.
I had bought back in May of last year. When I was buying, remember when I started buying?
Yeah.
I bought a 5-card lot of Luka Doncic rookie cards. Well, 3 of them, some rookie cards, like Prism rookies, and the other ones are like different ones. But basically, those 3 that I got, I paid $50 for 5, right? So basically, I paid $10 a piece. Each one of those 3 cost anywhere from like $100 to $150 right now. But if I grade them,
you know, over there at the RocketCon, I think you would have been able to grade them. Those cards.
I was gonna ask them. That's what I was gonna ask, but fuck, now you're devastating me even more. Because if you get them graded, bro.
See, you can get them graded.
And if it's a 10, bro, if any of those three cards are 10s, you're talking about 600 plus.
Or more. Yeah.
For that card, bro.
It's hard to get a 10, bro.
I know, but like, you never know.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy how it's been going. But I'm not saying everybody should go crazy and fucking start buying a shit ton of sports cards. You gotta be fucking wise about that shit.
Cause you can't go and buy EVs.
You're gonna but the same thing is gonna happen with this era. Like they're gonna start mass producing because a lot of people are buying. So all you gotta do is just try to buy the classic shit or the shit that you know is might have a chance, you know?
Yeah.
Like buy like LeBron rookie cards or fucking Michael Jordan, you know, iconic players.
I think I have a Brett Favre card.
A Brett Favre?
Yeah. Kobe.
Simone. Kobe's. Yeah. Like, all that stuff, dude, is gonna keep going higher and higher. Like, I'm talking about, like, 20 years from now, not, like right now. Like, I'm probably... Most of the stuff that I'm gonna start buying, I'm gonna buy to keep, like, long-term. Unless I buy, like, packs and I open them, you know, trying to look for, like, a one-of-one, like, Zion or something. Or the soccer ones. I want to start doing the soccer ones.
One of them is one of our players from San Diego, Fernando Tatis.
Oh, Simón, esa madre. Yeah, that guy too.
I've been talking to my compadre Fernando, and he's like, dude, Tatis is worth that, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Fernando.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Fernando. I've known him since we were kids, man. That's like my other little brother.
I run into him.
You see him all the time. You always tell him, like, hey, I met him to Javier at the National Sweet Swap.
Yeah, we're on at the Swami and then at the Target over here in Palomar.
Órale, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Acuña Juniors, bro.
Huh?
Acuña Junior?
También.
Ronald Acuña?
También.
Those are those are like good investments for right now because the card is hot. But you're just gonna have to wait and see how far they get.
You gotta find those cards also, Eduardo, that have like pieces of bats.
Oh yeah, the memorabilia.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, those are.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to start buying the packs, but I want to get the ones that come with autographs and stuff.
You should go to sports like stores, because I think the stuff that's mass produced is just like, you know.
Honestly, guys, your best bet for if you're trying to buy packs from somebody that buys packs and try to hit up Targets, man. It's impossible. I've been trying to get card sets for my compadre, but I have had no luck.
No, carnal. Online. You gotta go online, bro.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing. He's talking about, man, I order from Target on Target all the time now, dude. I'd rather not even go to the store. If they're online available, I buy them.
Simon. Oh, shit. But they all sell out, bro. Trust me. They all sell out. Los pinches, like I'm telling you, those Luka Doncic, they were not going for that much. Like the graded ones were going from like anywhere from 35 to 80 when they were 10s.
Oh, wow.
Back in May, bro. Los pinches, los Giannis, like the Giannis, El Greek Freak. I don't know if you guys watched the NBA and shit, but that guy fucking. He was, so rookie card was worth like 120 to like 180, bro. And people thought they were killing it. But now the 10s are going for like 2.5. Like 2,500, bro.
What?
Yeah, he was the MVP last year. He was the MVP of the NBA. Y ese güey estaba haciendo un chingo de records and shit.
Oh, he gotta get Zion Williams too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But I'm waiting to see if this fool gets injured again, or if it, like, I feel like the card is gonna go down a little bit. So that's when I'm gonna start picking some up. I'm not gonna pick up a lot because.
So you don't have any right now?
No, bro, not right now. I'm waiting for the card to drop a little bit because that around this time. Like, if he does become, like, a LeBron or, like, a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant, this is probably the era that it's most cheaply going to be, you know? Like, it's not going to go down.
No.
Like, even when the bubble bursts, like, when people stop buying the cards because it becomes, like, saturated, like, Funko Pops or, like, Marvel Legends and shit right now, then all those cards are going to dip down a little bit. You know, they're going to go down. But if you can get them at a little bit lower price, and then in 20 years, they're going to cost more. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Well,
we're going to find out in 20 years.
Yeah, we're going to find out in 20 years.
I'm excited, bro, to be honest.
You know what? My friend Fernando's been telling me for a couple years now that baseball cards and that actually sports cards are coming back.
Yeah, sports cards in general, dude.
I can see it. So, yeah, my son, my kids have been getting into Yu-Gi-Oh! Again. Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon, dude. Pokemon's gonna fucking watch. In 20 years, Pokemon cards is just gonna be nuts, dude. I'm thinking about getting a couple now.
Ask him if they have a relinquish. Ask him if they have a relinquish.
El relinquish.
They have a Swords of Revealing Light.
That's good. It's a magic card, by the way. That negates all magic.
Simone.
Do you have a relinquish card?
A what?
A relinquish card?
What's that?
In the Yu-Gi-Oh.
He's about to fail if he doesn't know what the relinquish is.
Yeah,
he's gonna fail.
I think I have that relinquish card at my mom's house. I have a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards at my mom's.
Like, what was that one? Like Return from the Graveyard or something like that?
Return
from the Grave. Return from the Grave. Yeah. It's a trap card, bro.
They used that shit. I remember they used that shit in the fucking show, bro. That shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah. In the trap card, bro, you bring a monster back from the grave.
Simon.
So that's what you use. When you use that is when you have a deck.
The so ghosts.
People have usually about 40 to 50.
Cards.
But there's a way to use that card. That card was pretty popular back then. So, for example, you needed to sacrifice a monster from your hand to power up a lower level, high powered monster. So, say for example, if you had a white, blue eyes white dragon, which is one of the pretty much popular characters in the show, you would discard that, and then you would put
Your other monster card, no?
You would put the monster that you paid the blue eyes white dragon, and what would happen was, when somebody attacked that monster, your monster, and they killed it, you used the trap card, and what the trap card does, instead of sacrificing two monsters to use the white dragon, you just use the trap card, and you bring back that dragon without sacrificing no monsters. Yeah. And you get a high-powered level of monster on the field.
On the field, Simon.
Yeah.
You know what was my all-time favorite card? And it was, I think it's a magic card, but it's called Chain Destruction.
Oh, Simon.
You know what that card does? So let's say that your whole deck is like a dragon deck, right? So yeah. If you have all dragons in your, and you're attacking with dragons and you're sacrificing dragons and, you know, to getting better dragons, and, you know, you have all these dragons, with that one card, it destroys that dragon and every dragon. It starts a chain reaction. It kills every dragon.
It pretty much negates the other,
their effects.
The other monster pretty much doesn't allow you to use that type of monster that you would use, because there's playing fields as well. They're magic cards, and you play like the mountain, and that gives all like anything that's like terrestrial, it gives earth. Them an extra boost. Or
yeah,
something.
It gives them like extra shit, huh? That shit was fucking crazy.
I used to run a power lock deck, and a power lock deck was created by my nephew Eddie. Eddie Garcia, him and his best friend Isaac Crane, made this deck for me. I was just playing because of my nephew, and we're gonna make you like a little mini. I don't even remember the God cards in the show. They were like unbeatable.
Simon.
So they found three characters. It was a character named Dark Ruler Hades. It was Jinzo, and I forgot an other one. I forgot what it was called. Shit. It was pretty much a monster. It was like a little robot. But all those three monsters had an effect. And the effect was, one would negate magic cards, one would negate trap cards, and then one would negate effects from other monsters. So pretty much, if you had like, Return of the Grave? Javier?
Simon.
Yeah. If you have that and you try to use it, you couldn't use it because I have that So I would set those three monsters down pretty much, and it would block all effects all around, so there's nothing they could do. I had a guy pull out on me at the time, was the Unbeatable Exodia. But I had a card that just pretty much negated everything, all the effects from monsters, so there was nothing he could do.
Se la peló.
If we get power locked, they would have to get rid of cards. They would have to throw things into the grave because you could only have 7 cards in your hand.
Simon.
But that was my deck. My nephew had way better decks than me. I would say I was like a mediocre player.
You believed in the heart of the cards, though, bro.
Do you remember the name of the god cards?
Obelisk the Tormentor.
Slifer the Sky Dragon.
¿Y cuál era el otro?
Oh man, that
super good times. I remember playing that stuff. A lot of people don't know I played Yu-Gi-Oh. We gotta do the last one, Ben. What's the last one? Oh, I don't know. Okay, the winged dragon of Ra.
Ah, Simone.
Oh, that was a yellow one. So yeah. It was a blue one, a red one, and a yellow one.
Yeah. Damn, that shit was crazy.
You know what's funny is that I just like the cards.
One of the reasons I got out of it was they started to bring in new cards, and then they started to bring in because I used to play at the tournaments too. They started negating certain cards, so like you couldn't use Jinzo in a tournament.
Oh, they,
I hated that, man. They had, I was fucking pissed.
Because they banned them, huh?
Yeah, some cards got banded.
Really? Yeah, that shit fucking blew. That's when I got out, bro. I barely had gotten some of those cards. Y ya las hicieron ban. Dije, nada, la verga.
Tell me that you haven't done this. I didn't know that extent. But I did see some kids, bro. Oh my god. Some of these kids, man, but some of these kids would bring in briefcases, bro. And they would, like, I challenge you to a duel. But they would make the voices of the cartoons. I'm like, what? I challenge you to a duel.
Those were some good times, bro, but I think we're going to have to end it right here because I'm going to have to head in, guys.
All right.
But
okay.
This was a good chat.
It was, man. Hopefully for the listeners out there, put your favorite movie in the comments. Yeah. Or your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card or your favorite baseball card, whatever you guys want to.
Or a new hobby that you guys started, like, doing or something.
Your favorite movie that you just recently watched.
Anything that's related to pop culture, guys. Whatever you guys hear, that's there, bring it out.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, fellas.
All right, peace.
Peace.